This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end this evening. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Single-phase polling in these states and union territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Nomination filing will close at 3 p.m. In Upper Assam, Assam Pradesh Congress Committee President Gaurav Gogoi is filing his nomination from Jorhat today. Another Congress candidate, Meera Bor Thakur, is filing her nomination from Dispur. AGP President Atul Bora is filing his nomination from Golaghat, while BJP candidate Jayantomalla Barua is in the contest from Nalbari. In West Bengal, the Election Commission is scheduled to hold a meeting with all district election officers, police commissioners and superintendents of police to review preparations for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Manish Garg will chair the meeting via video conferencing. The review will be followed by a training session for the participating administrative and police officials. Meanwhile, the Election Commission will publish the first supplementary voter list in West Bengal under the SIR process today. This list will feature names of voters whose documents have been fully verified pending in the adjudication list. Election Commission sources said 27 lakh pending voter records have been settled, with about 2 lakh names processed daily. Once the list is out and if they have any objection, the voters can appeal both online via the ECI Net app or the Commission's website and offline at district or subdivisional offices. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said a total of around 312 crore rupees has been sanctioned to Kerala under the National Disaster Mitigation Fund, but the state government has not utilised this fund. She was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today.
Kerala government has not even drawn the amount. So for instance, amount approved is 311.95 for the National Disaster Mitigation Fund. That includes specifically 72 crores for risk mitigation project in the landslide affected territories of Wayanad. 17.73 crore is approved under the forest fire mitigation program, and 222.22 crore has been approved under the urban flood risk management program phase 2.
The nation is paying homage to great freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. On this day in 1931, British rulers had executed them in Lahore for their revolutionary activities against the empire. A state-level program is being held at the ancestral village of Shaheed Bhagat Singh at Khatkar Kalan to remember the supreme sacrifice of these sons of the soil for the nation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders have paid tributes to the legendary freedom fighters. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said their martyrdom was not merely an episode in the history of the country's freedom movement, but a defining moment that awakened the conscience of the nation and inspired millions to rise in unity against colonial rule.
On this solemn occasion, let us reaffirm our resolve to uphold the constitutional values and democratic principles for which these martyrs stood, and to work unitedly for a strong, inclusive and progressive India. I request the honourable members to rise in their places and observe silence as a mark of respect to the immortal memory of Sardar Bhagat Singh Ji, Rajguru Ji and Sukhdev Ji.
Paying homage, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the immortal saga of their bravery continues to inspire the country's youth and the entire nation. To mark the day, the Mera Yuva My Bharat will organise a nationwide Padyatra today. Benchmark domestic equity indices plunged in early trade today amid escalating tensions in West Asia, triggering a broad-based sell-off across sectors. The Nifty 50 and the Sensex opened on a negative note amid weak global cues. A short while ago, the Sensex was trading at above 73,000, down by over 1,400 points, and Nifty 50 was down by more than 400 points at 22,702. And with that, we end this news bulletin.